Thank you for joining us for this Friday edition of the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Rachel Martin. Coming up, Daniel Holloway has paid us a visit on this Friday. He's going to give us some instruction, tell us what to see and what we may want to avoid at the movies this weekend. George Clooney has a new flick, so does Jodie Foster and Norah Jones. Yes, singer Norah Jones. We'll get all the details from Daniel.
But first, let's get some news headlines.
This is NPR.
NATO leaders are meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin a day after they agreed that two former Soviet states, Ukraine and Georgia, would eventually become part of the NATO alliance. Here's NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
NATO didn't formally put Ukraine and Georgia on track for membership, but did say in a communique that the alliance agrees these countries will become members of NATO. Ukraine's president, Viktor Yushchenko, called it historic and said that Ukraine's Euro-Atlantic interests are not directed against any country. As he tried to allay Russian concerns, so too will NATO allies. President Bush is to end his trip in the Russian Black Sea resort of Sochi for what he calls a heart-to-heart discussion with Putin, as both men near the end of their terms. Mr. Bush will also be meeting Putin's successor, Dmitry Medvedev.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman reporting. A United Nations war crimes tribunal has cleared a former commander of the Kosovo Liberation Army of all charges. The commander, who also served briefly as Prime Minister of Kosovo, was facing charges of murder, persecution, and torturing Kosovar Serbs. The judges in the case cited vague evidence and widespread fear among witnesses in their verdict. Another commander who was facing similar charges was also acquitted, while a third defendant was sentenced to 6 years in prison. Pope Benedict XVI is scheduled to pay a visit to the United States this month, and this week he added two historic meetings with Jewish leaders to his itinerary. The Pope is set to visit the Park East Synagogue in New York on April 18th. It will be the first time any Catholic Pope has ever visited a synagogue in the U.S. Pope Benedict is also scheduled to meet with Jewish attendees at an event in Washington the following day. The timing of the events may make it difficult for some Jewish leaders to attend, though. The weekend of the Pope's visit coincides with Passover. And today, April 4th, 2008, marks the 40th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination. It's a memory etched deep into the soul of Memphis, Tennessee. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated there when he came to support the sanitation worker strike of 1968. Here's reporter Candace Ludlow.
All week, people have descended upon Memphis to commemorate and remember Martin Luther King Jr. It's a week chocked with events, marches, and renewed commitment for equality in America. Two marches are scheduled today. The first begins on Beale Street through downtown to the Lorraine Motel, now the National Civil Rights Museum. The second march begins in the afternoon. Last night, the National Civil Rights Museum honored Dr. King with an evening of remembrance. Close colleagues, preachers, and civil rights leaders told stories about the early days of the civil rights movement through King's final hours. Jesse Jackson made two appearances last night at the remembrance event and the Mason Temple, where King gave his famous "I've been to the mountaintop" speech on that stormy night before he was killed.
Candace Ludlow reporting from member station WKNO. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.